It's Tuesday, August 18th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Four things to know today. Laptop shortages in education, broadband during the pandemic, cloud providers in retail, and Epic versus Apple, an update. This is the Business of Tech. That rush on laptops as the world pivoted to work from home, combined with manufacturing and distribution slowdowns in China, it's causing a problem for education. Data from consumer tech group NPD Group says sales are up 20 to 40% each week, and education channel sales were pulled forward into March and April with no slowdown. The result is a lack of supply to satisfy the needs of remote learning. Also of note, the existing supplies were loaned out, including older devices, resulting in much more wear and tear, accelerating the upgrade replacement cycle. Why do we care? We simply are not fully aware of the ripple effect the move to remote work may have caused. Here's one effect. The supply chain is clearly not back to normal, and additionally has not rebalanced itself with changes in demand. Continue planning for longer delays and work with customers ahead of time on their needs. There's opportunity in education, if it can be met. And think ahead to the holiday season too. Laptops are only one piece, connectivity the other. Broadband Search has provided some new insights into internet speeds. Highlights of their research. 99 out of 100 largest cities in the U.S. saw an increase in median download speeds. 6 saw their download speeds double. 58 saw an increase of between 50 and 100% in download speed. Why do we care? The internet did not break. That's the lesson. The study itself recognizes that it focuses on the top 100 cities and is thus a study of the densely populated areas. What isn't discussed here is affordability of that connectivity, nor access to rural areas. The economic divide related to connectivity is real. Thus, we care because we want to deliver services via technology. We can eliminate the worry about the internet holding up, but need to address the access across economic divide to expand the customer base for services as well as ensure access to everyone. It's good for business and the right thing to do. Data analyst Canalys has released their Cloud Channels Analysis Service, looking at the top cloud service providers' performance in the retail and e-commerce sectors. Their findings? Google Cloud appears in the leader zone of the company's vertical assessment model. Microsoft Azure, AWS, and Alibaba Cloud were rated as advanced in the study. Why do we care? The headline on this article got my attention, saying Google Cloud was number one cloud service provider in retail. That's not what this study says numerically. It rates the analyst's thinking on the capabilities and strategy. That said, let's not focus on a view of market position, but instead the commentary on the space. Analysts note that AWS has experience in retail, but Amazon is a competitor. It's sensible that retail doesn't want to put money in Amazon's pockets, and thus it may be a non-starter. Thus, our takeaway is about industries. Your expertise will be in mapping the technology to the need, and one factor is the industry itself. AWS may be a market leader in size, but may be a whole lot less appealing to retail customers or other related industries. Remember to map to a specific industry when making recommendations, as that's your value add. An update on that battle between Epic Games and Apple. Apple is threatening to terminate Epic's developer account in 2 weeks if they do not comply with the rules. Apple has stated they will not make an exception for the company and that they need to revert to their previous versions to comply with the guidelines they agreed to. Why do we care? Removal of Epic from the developer program would impact their ability to work on the Unreal Engine, which is used heavily across all of gaming and has started to be used in films with programming like The Mandalorian and Westworld. The tools would be available on Windows, and so it's hard to know how extensive the impact is. That said, it's a serious escalation of the spat, which is intentionally designed to be playing out in the court of public opinion. Still interested in this on the way to think about these solutions. Take away gaming and think about the delivery of other services. Will the App Store model be changed for the purchases of goods or services in this way? That's the service provider impact I'm watching. BVoIP, the cloud communications offering designed specifically for IT providers. BVoIP offers a complete unified communication suite, which can also be tightly integrated via Microsoft Teams. BVoIP delivers the modern workforce cutting-edge features, including contact center, integration to your business apps, and real-time visibility into your remote workers. You control the price with a unique hybrid model that avoids the complex dial tone taxation or compliance bullseye. Don't get stuck in a vendor relationship that works against you. BVoIP is channel only and the company that's here to support you. Find out more by visiting bvoip.com/mspradio. Thanks for listening. I'll talk to you again tomorrow.